This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Some of you people are petrified of the NRA.
And President Trump stunning Republicans in ways by supporting some Democratic plans on guns. Washington insider Jamie Dupree saying, "I cannot stress enough how jarring it was at the White House as the president embraced some of those ideas on gun control." Fox's Rachel Sutherland continuing our team coverage in Washington, obviously opening the door to a series of ideas. So where does the rubber ultimately meet the road with all this?
It was really a fascinating moment or two there in the cabinet room when the president was really agreeing with Democrats on a lot of things. I thought what was fascinating, it really jumped out at me, is that the president suggested taking guns away from people who suffer mental illness, and he kind of waved off concerns about due process rights. He just said take the firearms first and then go to court. He also supports raising the age to buy long guns to 21. He would stop the sale of bump stocks. And again, some of these proposals are in direct opposition to the NRA, and the NRA, he just said you can't be petrified of them. I mean, it was really a fascinating meeting.
And really to see him, to see Republicans bring up the national concealed carry idea, including our own John Rutherford here from our area, Northeast Florida, and the president essentially swatting them down each time.
Yep.
You know, I guess I wonder then, are we in for the same sort of story that we saw with immigration, where there was that spirit of bipartisanship in front of the cameras, and ultimately the president swatted down some of those requests that came from Democrats on immigration?
You know, it's a very good point, and the parallels to that immigration meeting and seeing that later on things change. So that could be one thing about this White House and the president is he's consistently inconsistent. So let's look for what they'll do. I know the Senate is looking at some proposals. We'll see what they actually get done. It's unclear, especially in light of the fact that they really didn't get much done on DACA either.
Right. The Senate is in today. The president's scheduled to meet with some senators in the afternoon and another meeting on school safety. By the way, the House is gone until next week. We'll hear Fox's Rachel Sutherland on all the top stories out of Washington through the day. Check in for a midday status update during Jacksonville's News at Noon at 7:42.